Managing threats to wetlands. The Department of Conservation works carefully with organisations, groups and individuals to reduce the threats to Ōtū Whareakai. Wetlands are a forgotten habitat and many people underrate their importance. Over 90% of New Zealand's wetlands have been drained or filled. Most threats to wetlands come from human activity. Just a few changes in the way land is managed can make a big difference to water quality and wetland conservation. Threats: possible removal of water for irrigation and stock water, reduced water quality from sediment and nutrient farm runoff, nutrient runoff from farmland into waterways, emerging weeds such as broom and Russell lupins, didymo and other freshwater pests, damage from vehicles, rabbits, hares and stock, threats to native and at-risk species from predators. What might the consequences be from these threats? Management. Recording plant, bird, lizard, invertebrate and fish populations. Monitoring programs for the above species. Listing cultural values and setting up a taonga monitoring program. Weed control. Researching bird breeding success and habitat use. Fencing riparian margins. Raising awareness of wetland values. Planning for responsible recreational use. Ongoing pest control. Are any of these management strategies happening at a wetland near your place? Responsible recreation. The Ashburton Lakes are used for many different recreational activities. It is important that people who use them and the surrounding areas follow the Environmental Care Code. Protect plants and animals. Remove rubbish. Bury toilet waste more than 50 metres from waterways. Keep streams and lakes clean. Take care with fires. Camp carefully. Keep to the track. Consider others. Respect our cultural heritage. Toitū te whenua. Leave the land undisturbed. Also check, clean, dry all items before entering or moving between waterways to stop the spread of didymo. What part of the Environmental Care Code do you think is the most important? Why?